GM and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Strap in, because today's got all the elements of a crypto thriller. Huge bets on Bitcoin, stablecoin skirmishes, and a North Korean crypto caper that'll make your head spin. Let's kick things off with Strategy, the company that embodies go big or go home in the Bitcoin world. They're sitting on a $14.46 billion unrealized loss, a hefty markdown thanks to Bitcoin's dismal performance in Q1 2026. That's right. Bitcoin has lost over 20% of its value this quarter, marking its worst start to a year since the bleak crypto winter of 2018. Strategy, however, isn't fazed. Instead of retreating, they've doubled down and scooped up another $330 million worth of Bitcoin. This isn't a typo or an April Fool's prank. This is the Strategy doctrine, betting big with institutional conviction, or perhaps veering towards a cautionary tale that's unfolding in real time. With 766,970 BTC under their belt, making it the largest corporate Bitcoin treasury globally, they're in a high-stakes game of chicken with market volatility. Their average cost basis sits at $75,644 per Bitcoin, a number that's probably inducing cold sweats in their accounting department as Bitcoin prices linger below that mark. Meanwhile, in the land of stablecoins, we have an unspoken truth that's finally getting the spotlight. Despite over $230 billion worth of stablecoins in circulation, swapping USDT for USDC without taking a hit is like trying to navigate a minefield. That's because every stablecoin issuer has siloed ecosystems, where dollars in one aren't quite the same as dollars in another. Enter the Better Money Company, which aims to be the grand mediator of stablecoins by building a neutral clearinghouse. This infrastructure promises to let businesses swap stablecoins at face value without suffering slippage headaches. A16Z just threw $10 million into the pot, betting that a frictionless stablecoin exchange system is the missing piece in the crypto economy. If this works, it could be a game changer for businesses that are tired of losing money to slippage, making stablecoins actually stable and useful for commerce. And now, on to our final story of the day that reads more like a spy novel than a news headline. North Korea, with its notorious cybercrime network, just pulled off a heist by playing the long game with Drift Protocol. Over 6 months, North Korean operatives posed as a legitimate trading firm, fraternizing with Drift contributors at crypto conferences and gaining their trust. Then, in a move straight out of a thriller, they executed a well-planned heist, making off with $270 million. This wasn't a sloppy hack job, but a meticulously crafted intelligence operation attributed to a North Korean group known as Citrine Sleet. Just this year alone, this marks their 18th crypto attack. They're not just getting better, they're getting bolder, and their tactics are evolving. While the tech community often focuses on hardening code, Drift's ordeal is a stark reminder that security isn't just about what's on the blockchain, it's equally about who's behind the keyboard. So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? For those in Bitcoin land, Strategy's antics suggest that job stability might depend on how well you can navigate and hedge against volatility. In the stablecoin market, the Better Money Company's endeavor hints at a burgeoning demand for tech wizards who can build seamless integration systems. And for everyone, the Drift saga is a wake-up call to prioritize security measures that extend beyond code, ensuring that your social engineering defenses are as robust as your technical ones. That's it for today's CryptoGrind Daily. Stay sharp, stay skeptical, and keep building. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.